letting your body relax. Your mind relax in the presence of yourself, in the presence of the inner friend. Your mind gently focusing on your own presence. Letting go of any tension that's there by welcoming it. If there is any person or situation in the world of your experience that you want to avoid or are afraid of or feel hurt by, so that you would rather not run into them or meet them, that person is probably taking up way too much real estate in your psyche. So if there is such a person, pick one of them if there's more than one. Letting your body and mind relax. Filling your body and your mind with your own presence, your buddhi, resting in you. Being yourself. Just visualize that person in front of you, just in your mind's eye. And see if you can welcome that person, that visualization, experience any pain, tension, or hurt that is associated with that image. Remember, it is the image that is there, and the image is carrying a lot of affect. The image and the affect go together. So welcome that image and welcome the affect, the feelings that are associated with it. Continue as you do that to let your buddhi relax. You don't have to let the affect relax or the image. You let your buddhi relax. You let the one who is aware of the image with all the affects relax and welcome. You can use your breath to help you do it. You relax and welcome. And just try to stay with it and relax and welcome. Feel your mind, in spite of the image, relaxing, spreading out into space, your body relaxing. Continue to relax in the presence of that image. Focusing on your own presence, and then on the image, and then your own being. Letting all of the charge that that image is carrying disperse. The image and the charge and the affect go together. So you're letting that image and accepting it and welcoming and not pushing away or keeping in the closet, closeted in the little jail cell. Because of your own fear. You let your own pain that's gathered around that image. Welcome it and relax. And feel your body relaxing. Your buddhi focusing gently on your own presence. Now being yourself. Again, being with that image, welcoming it, you can say sometimes words like, "It's okay, you can be with me." yourself just be with whatever feelings are there that arise around that image, those feelings that you're welcoming. Just be aware of them. And it's not necessarily that all of those feelings will leave. But you can be with them. You can understand them. You can hold them without fear. Sometimes things happen in life where what a person may have done or what has happened between the two of you seems so reprehensible, so horrible, so sick, so evil, that it seems impossible to let those feelings go, because the hurt was so much. So if that's the case, or if it's less than that with this image that you're working on, you can sit in front of that person, in front of that image. And first of all, like we did yesterday, you say exactly to that image exactly how you feel and what has happened to you and what you feel they have done to you. And you can let the little child speak also. And then you can try to let the other person tell you their side, and their little child tell other side. Spend a few minutes doing this, and I'm going to do another exercise around that. So let's spend some time doing that. Now don't hold back, just tell everything you're feeling. Not in a yelling, screaming way, but just as communicating everything that you feel. You tell to that person, let the little one tell. But I want you to notice something that can happen as you're doing that. And that is that as horrid as it was, you learn something. It changed you, not only in negative ways. And so notice that too. when you're ready. See if you can find the treasure. It seems like the harder or the darker or the more painful a relationship is, that there's often, in terms of who you are now, something beautiful and valuable that's come from it that you probably haven't noticed. In terms of who you are now, just feel how you can continue and are continuing to grow from that event, from that difficult person in your life. See how that situation has been a catalyst for who you are now. You just be with it, see. body a little bit. And take some deep breaths. Relaxing your mind and focusing on your own presence. Take some deep breaths. Feeling any stress that you've been feeling, just let it release outside of you. It's flowing out. Focusing on yourself, take some deep breaths. let yourself invoke Bhagavan's presence, presence of your Ishtadevata. Giving your pranams to God, and that truth. Sure.